ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् ॐ वसुदेवसुतम् देवम् कंसचाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णम् वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः विदौट् पर्फार्मिङ्ग् एक्शन्स् गिविङ्ग् अप् actions will not help one accomplish moksha. Performance of actions also will not help one attain moksha, because moksha is purely in the form of knowledge. It is ignorance that is binding. The ignorance is bondage. The knowledge is freedom. And this freedom from limitations is in fact the happiness which is one's own discovering the happiness, the limitlessness, fullness, which is already one's own swarupam. Therefore, this fullness happens to be the one's ultimate choiceless end, and discovering it is the only means, only way. Therefore, the performance or non-performance of actions, you know, in no way helps one attain that. In fact, moksha is not attained. Knowing what happiness is, attaining happiness. So attaining the knowledge of what happiness is, in fact, attaining freedom. Therefore, here Krishna says, he was talking about the karma, how people who do not have purushartha nischeha, vyavasayatmika buddhihi, eka iha kurundana, those who have purushartha nischeha, those who are very clear about the end being moksha, for them, the end will be only one. End will be one means what? All the purusharthas have to be reduced to one end called moksha. The artha, kama, dharma will be the means to accomplish the end. How? Because one has to pursue artha, one has to pursue kama in conformity with dharma to live this life in which in turn will prepare one's mind, for jnanam, which is itself is moksha. Therefore, artha, kama, dharma become what? The time-bound ends become the means which will contribute for the preparedness required for knowledge, which itself is moksha, which is the actual end. Therefore, karma has to be performed to accomplish artha, kama, definitely, but if the purushartha nischaya is not there, then artha kamas themselves will become the ultimate ends. Then one may not even know the value of dharma. Even one knows what dharma is all about, but still one may not know the value of dharma. Then one's life will be continuously in samsara. That's what we understood earlier. Therefore, Krishna told Arjuna, therefore, hey Arjuna, you be clear about the ultimate end, be clear about what you really seek in life. See, this moksha being a choiceless goal, there is no choice about it. Really, choice? No choice. This has to be very, very clear. Because a choiceless end means what? You had to accomplish it. There's no choice about it. You had to know what moksha is all about. There's no choice. Therefore, it's a choiceless one. And until and unless you discover that, life will be a continuous one. It will never come to an end. The slogging will never come to an end. Therefore, may you know that. And what is the... Therefore, don't get stuck with only karma. Do karma, okay, pursue artha kama, but in conformity with dharma, only as a preparatory means for moksha, but may not mistake the artha kamas for your ultimate goals. Don't get stuck there. And okay, therefore, he said, hey Arjuna, nidvandvaha bhava, nistregunyaha bhava, nistregunyaha bhava, nitya sattvastaha bhava, atmavan bhava. Why? Because Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. Nistraigunya Bhava. Why? Because your performance of secular activity or sacred karma prescribed in the Veda also. All rituals prescribed in the Veda are what? Ritual is a karma. It is sacred karma. A sacred activity prescribed in the karma kanda, where through which we can invoke the grace of different devatas, thereby we can win the grace of the different devatas, and then we can accumulate artha kamas. So karma phalam can never be mokshaha. Because moksha is what? Happiness. What is happiness? It is swarupam, full limitlessness. It is a timeless reality. Happiness is the nature of the timeless reality. The time-bound karma cannot help one accomplish what? A timeless end. Therefore, here, that is what is karma. And all this, whether it's a mundane activity or a religious activity, it's a sacred karma or a secular karma, any karma performed will produce only a time-bound end, which will fall within the realm of artha kama dharma, definitely not mokshaha. Then he said, but what about Traig Vedaha? Even if you perform all the people, when you get stuck with artha kamas or the ends, then you'll be stuck with karma kanda. And all the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda, will result produce punya papa. You can push the chair. Will produce punya papa. Now, of course, pa punyam, which will be only binding. Karma phalam will result in what I told you last class itself, because it will not remove, karma phalam will not remove ajnanam. Karma phalam will produce what? Punyam. Even it's a sacred karma will produce punyam. Punyam is what? Pleasure. It will be translated into what? Pleasure. Pleasure is what? It a punya phalam, it has to be exhausted. Therefore, as long as you have karma phalam to be exhausted, punyam or papam, even the pleasures, it will result in janma. Always, therefore, as long as ajnanam is there, avidya. Ajnanam is what? Ignorance of self is what? Avidya. Ajnanam. So, as long as avidya is there, ignorance is there, you cannot undo desires. You cannot give up desires. Okay? Only in jnanam, desires will give you up. You will become free from the hold of desires. Therefore, as long as avidya is there, there will be kamaha. Desires will be there. As long as kama is there, desires are there, karma will be there. Avidya, kama, karma. As long as karma you perform, understand? Perform and there will be phalam. As long as phala will be there, there will be janma. Understand? Once you have janma, again what? Which implies what? Avidya, kama, karma, phalam, janma. Avidya, kama, karma, phalam, janma. I'm adding this. Avidya, kama, karma, phalam, janma. It will be continuous. So any karma phalam, no karma phalam will remove ignorance, avidya. Understand? As long as avidya is there, there will be definitely kama. As long as kama will be there, there will be karma. Karma will produce what? Phalam. Phalam will result in what? Janma. Pur janma. Right? Phalam has to be exhausted. Therefore, it is a samsaraha. Therefore, trai gunya vishayaha vedaha. The subject matter of the karma kanda of the Veda is a thing but all about the karma, and that knowledge implemented in the performance of rituals will produce phalam which has to be exhausted, thereby which will we had to be born again. It's only samsaraha. There's no freedom. It's only bondage. Samsaraha. Therefore, Arjuna, okay, you can never become nirgunaha. Therefore, may you become nistray gunyaha. Okay, nistray gunyaha means what? May become the one who is free from gunas. What is free from gunas here? Atma is always free from gunas. What is traigunyam vishyaha then? Okay, we can say, anatma is traigunyam vishyaha. If you do not have identity with the atma, then you are what? Traigunya, traigunyaha. Traigunyaha. If you have identity with anatma, which is body, mind and complex, which is a material product, matter and material products have what? They are all traigunya vishyaha. Okay, traigunyam. They are pertaining to trigunas. So if you become, one becomes a traigunyaha. Traigunyaha means what? If you have identity with the anatma, body, mind and complex, you are traigunyaha. Can anatma become nistraigunyaha? Anatma can never become free, never become what? Traigunyaha. Can atma become, anatma can never become nistraigunyaha, free from gunas. Atma can never become traigunyaha. Atma is always nistraigunyaha. Triguna, okay, guna rahitaha, nirgunaha, guna atitaha. And anatma is what? Always traigunyaha. Here Arjuna, may you become nistraigunyaha. How can you become nistraigunyaha? By shifting your understanding of the atma, by having the right identity. Okay, giving up the id, by knowing what Atma Swarupam as Chuddha Chaitanyam, shifting the aham sense, I sense from the body mind complex to anatma to the atma, you can become nistray gunyaha. How can one become? Just by knowing the self. Self knowledge makes one nistray gunyaha. That means, does not make one nistray gunyaha. There is no becoming here. Understanding atma being already nistray gunyaha is what? Becoming nistray gunyaha. Once you understand atma, once you have identity with atma, once you don't have identity with anatma, you have what? This is what? Becoming nistray gunyaha. Nistray gunyaha bhava. Similarly, nirdvandvaha bhava. Atma is free from all pairs of opposites. Pain or pleasure, both are atma. But atma has no pain or pleasure. Atma has no pain. Atma has no pleasure. Both pain and pleasure, all the pairs of opposites are what? Atma. Like any wave is the water, all the pain is atma. Pleasure is atma. The pain and pleasure do not exist outside of atma. But atma does not have pain or pleasure. Atma is free from all pairs of opposites. So knowing the atma swarupam, having, understand, is what? Having the I sense, resolving the aham buddhi in the body, mind and complex, the anatma, having the right identity with the atma chaitanyam as the self is what? becoming nistraigunya, becoming free from pairs of opposites. In fact, he says, know yourself, which is knowing oneself, which is already free from dvandvaha, dvandvaha, nidvandvaha, nistraigunya, nityasatvastaha. Understand? Always in sattva. Consciousness does not always understand. Nitya sattvastaha, nir yoga kshema. Atma doesn't have any yoga or kshema. Understand? Nir yoga kshema. Yoga and kshema happen in the atma, but atma doesn't have any nir yoga kshema. Nistraigunya, nir yoga kshema, atmavan bhava. May you be yourself. Atmavan bhava means just be yourself. Be yourself. Atmavan bhava. Is it clear? This is the class we saw last class. And he is why? Because such a person, one has become nirdvandvaha, atmavan, niriyogakshemaha. Such a person is, what happens for him? He does not need to perform the rituals to enjoy the fruits of those rituals. Understand? Because all artha kamas, all forms of arthas, all forms of pleasures, one can accomplish, one can enjoy by performing any ritual or by doing any karma will not be required, will not be needed. For who? For the one who knows the Atma. Therefore, here the next verse says, Vijanataha Brahmanasya. See, Vijanataha means it's a Shatru Pratya Shabdaha. Vijanan Brahmanaha. Vijanantam Brahmanam. Vijanata Brahmanena. Vijanate Brahmanaya, Vijanataha Brahmanat, Vijanataha Brahmanasya, Vijanati Brahmana Brahmane. We have to say that. So Vijanataha Brahmanasya means what? For the one who knows, the Brahmana is the one who knows the self here. Brahmagnyaha Brahmanaha, Brahmavit Brahmanaha. One who knows Brahman is Brahmanaha here in this context. Therefore, vijanan, not without any doubt. So we say, no, vijanati means what? One who knows the self, one who has the steadfast in self-knowledge, doubt-free, clear, one who has a clear, ascertained vision of the self is vijanan brahmanaha. And one who is objective towards his own mind, his own body, his own senses. One who has the body, still lives in the body, understand? Still has the body, but still was completely objective towards his own body, mind, and complex. Why? Because the objectivity is because of his owning up of the self, the chaitanyam. Therefore, vijananna brahmanaha, vijanataha brahmanasya, for him, I tell you, all the Vedas imply, when you say all the Vedas, all the libraries, all the books, the knowledge of all disciplines will be as much useful as the water reservoir full of water, the place where there are floods all over. That means what? I don't want to say negatively useless, okay? Yavan artha. Yavan artha udapane.
Yavan artha udapane.
Sarvata samplutodake.
Sarvata samplutodake.
Tavan sarveshu vedeshu.
Tavan sarveshu vedeshu.
Brahmanasya vijanataha.
Brahmanasya vijanataha.
He says, sarvataha, on all sides, sampluta udakam. Udakam means water. Udakam means water. Samplutam, sampluta udakke, sarvataha sampluta udakke, okay, udapane yavanattaha. See, there is a place where, you know, the place is, where there are floods all over the place, and in that place where there are floods, you know, and there is one reservoir full of water. Yavanattaha, kiyanattaha, kiyan is the question, okay? Kiyanattaha, how much useful is that reservoir full of water in a place covered with, okay, flooded everywhere? The desert, that be useful, but not in a place where there are, you know, floods everywhere. Similarly, tavaneva artaha, that much alone is the use of all the Vedas, all the sciences, auxiliary sciences, all other books, knowledge of all other disciplines for the one who knows the self. That means what? Any pursuit of any knowledge, no, is ultimately for, even intellectual pleasure is for study of any discipline, is basically for intellectual pleasure. Intellectual pleasure is for what? Happiness. Pleasure is for happiness, isn't it? Any knowledge, pursuit of any knowledge is ultimately for what? Happiness. Of course, you can say all forms of any pursuit of any artha, already we've seen, artha is for accomplishment of artha is for santoshaha, anandayeva, artha, anandayeva, kamaha, anandayeva, dharma, acharanam, anandayeva, sarvam, atmanastu kamaya, sarvam, priyam bhavati. Yeah, whatever you do, ultimately you do it for happiness. But that happiness can never be attained, never be achieved. Why? Because it is something which is very you, which is not away from you. Once you know what you are, you have known what happiness is, then accomplishment of all other things will be, okay, will be as much as, will be of, you know, as much use as the reservoir full of water in the place of floods. Is it clear? Let's see the Bhashyam. This is very interesting. This we have this Sanskritam. Yavat Tavat Kiyat. Have you heard this? Yavat Tavat Kiyat. In masculine becomes yavan, tavan, kiyan. In feminine, yavati, tavati, kiyati. We have this. Suppose, now, yavat, it means you had to, as much as so much. Now, we can say yavat. I want to learn Sanskritam also, really speaking. I know when I'm going to teach this. See, yavat dhanam, David Mahodayasya asti, tavat dhanam mama nasti. It's a sentence, okay? Yavat dhanam tasya asti, tavat dhanam mama nasti. Understand? You can say, Yavan unnataha saha purushaha asti, tavan unnataha yeshaha nasti. This person is not as tall as the other person. How will you say? Yavan उत्तके सगुणः यावान् सुगुणः सः अस्ति तावान् सुगुणः एषः अपि अस्ति. He is also as good as that person. As much, okay? Yavan tavan, I have to say. So, yavati buddhihi tasya asti. Tavati buddhihi anyasya nasti. Like that we have this expressions. Kiyat dhanam asti. No, vitta kosha means bank. Vittakoshe kiyat dhanam asti. Vittakoshe kiyat dhanam asti. Bahu dhanam asti. Kiyat. Kiyan. Kiyati. This is the expression. To say as much, so much, that much, like that. Anyway, that's what here, because Udapanaha is a masculine gender word. Uattaha is a masculine gender word. So, yavan attaha. Sarvataha sampluta udake yavan attaha. Udapanaha yavanartaha tavaneva artaha sarveshu vedeshu api vijanataha brahmanasya. Anyway, just I want to just give you a little bit of Sanskritam, okay? I don't think it will be of any great use for you, but still. We are not interested in Sanskritam now, anyway. There's a different thing.
Yatha
loke. Yatha again, yatha as loke. Kupa.
Kupa.
Tadagadi.
Tadagadi.
Anekasmin.
Anekasmin.
Udapane.
Udapane.
Parichinna.
Parichinna.
Udake.
Udake.
Yavan.
Yavan.
Yavate.
Yavate.
Parimanaha.
Parimanaha.
Snanapanadihi.
Snanapanadihi.
Arthaha.
Arthaha.
Phalam.
Phalam.
Prayojanam.
Prayojanam.
Saha.
Saha.
Sarvata. Sarvaha.
Sarvaha.
Arthaha.
Arthaha.
Sarvataha.
Sarvataha.
Sampluta udake.
Sampluta udake.
Tavaneva.
Tavaneva.
Sampadyate.
Sampadyate.
Tatra.
Katakra.
Antarbhavati.
Antarbhavati.
Ityartaha.
Ityartaha.
See what he says. Yatha, just as, loke, kupaha means well. Kupaha means well. Tadagaha means pond, or you can say also small ponds. Small tanks. Water tanks, ponds, tadagaha. Then, tadaga adi shabda stand for any different, etc. Okay? Different types of tanks where we store water, reservoirs, etc., etc. There, ekasmin, anekasmin, in many types of, anekasmin, in many types of udapane. Okay? There, parichinna udake. Parichinna udaka means what? The limited water, the parichinna udake, different places the water is stored in different types of reservoirs. Yavan, yavat parimanaha. Snana panadihi artaha. Snana panadihi means what? Yavat parimanaha, as much. So, but here snana means bath. Okay, bathing. Pana means drinking. Snana, pana, adhi means what? For all different types of use, okay? Always kupa, in India we always say kupa tadagadi means snana, pana, adhi. We say snana, pana for drinking, for bathing, okay, for shower, and for different, all washing, etc. Adhi, so all that, we do everything with water in India, okay? That's why always we can see the temples, there's no karma. For us, water is very important. Everything had to cleanse. take water, invoke Ganga and then cleanse. So we may look dirty, but we feel very cleansed. For people who are not used to much water culture, you know, that's why for me, I always seek water. You know, always take some water, invoke Ganga and then wash, you know, because water is very important. Any karma, water is very important. Adi Shabda here, okay, snana, paana, adihi. For drinking you use water, for shower you use water, for so many things you use water, understand? So all this water, for so many things, water is used, water is very much useful. When the water, limited no, quantity of water, is preserved in different types of reservoirs, like ponds and lakes and then tanks, you know, wells, everywhere. Phalam. Phalam artha means what? Phalam. What is the purpose of, what is the fruit of preserving water in different types of reservoirs? No? Tanks. Artha. For this purpose, for different purposes. And he says, artha means what? Phalam. Phalam means fruit. Artha means fruit. The purpose. Well, the prayojanam. So, artha is equal to phalam. Phalam is equal to prayojanam. See, the purpose of storing water in limited quantity, okay, in different types of reservoirs, different types of the tanks, etc., wells, tanks, etc., is what? Is to, for different purposes, like such as drinking, bathing, etc. Sahayeva artaha. See, he says, sarvataha sampluta udake tavaneva sampadyate antarbhavati. But that is the purpose. But where that will be very useful. This, the water stored in different places will be of useful. But here sarvataha sampluta udake, okay, even if there are many places of snow storage, reservoirs of water, the tanks, etc., full of water, will be of what use? The place is full of water, floods everywhere. Sarvataha sampluta udake. And there are, okay, we have in that corner, we have one tank, one pond is this side, we have one well here, this well is full of water, that pond is full of water, that lake is full of water, this well is full of water, this reservoir is full of water. For what? Snana panadihi. Can you use it for snana and pana, for drinking and etc.? Where the water is full everywhere? Eh? The whole place is what? Flooded, okay? Full of, everywhere, the whole place is flooded with water. And there, all these different types of, you know, the storage places, the reservoirs are of no use. They don't serve any purpose. Understand? They don't serve any purpose. Similarly, tatra, okay, tavaneva sampadyate tatra. So, antarbhavati. Antarbhavati means what? See, a place full of water, look at this. The place of floods, if the in that place of floods, we also have tank full of water, reservoir full of water, or wells full of water, that place full of water, no, the reservoir full of water, tank full of water, pond full of water, well full of water, falls, where is it? It is not outside of the place flooded with water. So what purpose does it serve? All these reservoirs full of water in a place of floods do not serve any purpose. Understand? Similarly, evam tavam tavat parimanaha, that much alone, tavat par, that measure, that much measure alone, that tavat parimanaha, that much alone, tavam means tavat parimanaha eva sampadyate, that much alone happens. For what? For whom? Sarveshu vedeshu, Veda Ukteshu Karmasu Yaha Artaha Yat Karma Phalam Saha Artaha. He says, similarly, Sarveshu Vedeshu, in all the Vedas, especially Karma Kanda of the Veda, Vedeshu, Veda Ukteshu Karmasu. Okay, all the karmas, the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Vedas, and Yaha Artaha, okay, what is the purpose? The purpose served by the performance of rituals or karmas prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda serves only that much purpose. How much purpose, okay? How much does it serve? It serves as much as the reservoir full of water in the place of floods. Is it clear? Yes. So, Veda Ukteshu, Vedokteshu Karmasu, Yaha Artaha, Yat Karma Phalam, Saha Artaha, Brahmanasya Sanyasinaha. Okay? It serves only that much. Understand? For whom? For whom? For the one who knows the Atma, Brahmanasya. Who is the Brahmanaha here? Brahmanaha is the one who knows the Brahman, or who knows Brahman, as or who knows Atma, Brahmanasya. Who is this Brahmanaha? Sanyasi, Sanyasinaha. Here, the Sanyasi mentioned here is Vidvat Sanyasi. I told you once about this Vidvat Sanyasi and Vidisha Sanyasi. Okay, we know Sanyasi, Sanyasaha means the renunciation. What has been denounced here? The one who has, okay, given up other pursuits, and one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, in order to be more committed, in order to be totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, one who has given up his commitment to other pursuits is a Vividisha Sanyasi. Vividisha Sanyasi means what? The one who wants to know who Brahman is. One who is said to know. One who lives a life of Sanyasa. See, in India, we talk about two, four lifestyles. We are going to see in third chapter. One is a Karma Yoga lifestyle, another is a Sanyasa lifestyle. And the Sanyasa lifestyle, one who has taken the life of Sanyasa, means what? One who lives a Sanyasa, okay, one who lives a sannyasi life means one who has lived his karma yoga lifestyle, one who is mentally pure and steady, therefore one who know has purushartha nischaya, and one who is more convicted and more one committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby one who has given up the pursuit of artha kamas, one who is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam is who? Sanyasi. And he is said to be Vividisha Sanyasi. Vividisha Sanyasi means Vetum Icha Vividisha. Vividisha means Vetum Icha Vividisha. Desire to know is Vividisha. Vividisha means Jignyasa. Jnatum Icha Jignyasa. Desire to know is Jignyasa. Similarly, Vetum Icha Vividisha. Vetum Icha Yasya Saha Vividishuhu Sanyasi. Okay, the Sanyasi, one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, in order to know, one who is desirous of knowing what the self is, therefore one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby one who has given up, one has grown out of desire for other pursuits. Understand? And he is called Vidisha Sanyasi. But here, the Brahmanaha is not a Vidisha Sanyasi, but he is a Vidvat Sanyasi. Vidvat Sanyasi means what? Jnani Sanyasi. Vidvat means what? Vidvan Sanyasi. Jnani Sanyasi. Jnani Sanyasi, Vidvan Sanyasi, Vidvat Sanyasi means what? The sannyasi, one who knows the self. So he has given up what? He has given up the notion that I am the doer. The jnani also gives up. You know that? Jnani doesn't give up. Jnani is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. He is also who? Vidvat sannyasi. Therefore, even if he performs karma, he is not a doer. Understand? He performs karma. So the jnani, who is free because he knows the self-consciousness, the Atma does not do any action. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, one who knows the Atma, one who identifies oneself with the Atma, is free from the notion that I am the doer. Understand? Only if a person has identity with the body, mind, sense complex, he will still have the notion that I am the doer. So, jnani performs the actions physically. Understand? He thinks, performs, he does everything, but he is free from the notion that I am the doer. Understand? As a person, even if he performs the action, he is a non-doer. Understand? Because in his understanding, so such a person is called jnani is who? Sannyasi. Vidvat sannyasi. Is it clear now? For here, this brahmanaha, the one who knows the Atma, one who knows Brahman, the reality, is a vidvat sannyasi. And this vidvat sannyasi, he said, Shankara explains here, paramartha tattvam janataha. Okay? Paramartha tattvam janati. Paramartha tattva means what? The absolute reality. Paramartha, parama, artha, paramartha. So the reality, the truth, okay, the reality, absolute reality is what? Paramartha tattva. So, vijanataha, for the one who knows the absolute reality, paramartha tattva, and thereby who is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. The vidvat sannyasi, brahmanaha, for him, jnanapalam, vijnanapalam, yaha artaha means what? Yat vijnanapalam. The fruit he gained as a result of knowledge of the self is what? Vijnanapalam. Understand? See, karma palam. Performance of rituals prescribed in the karma kanda produces karma phalam. Understand? The knowledge of the self also produces phalam. What phalam? This is vijnana phalam. This vijnana phalam, that is karma phalam. So once you have got the vijnana phalam, I mean what? Knowledge of the fruit of the knowledge of the self, then in that once, for the one who has gained the fruit of the knowledge of the self, for him, the fruit of actions prescribed in the karma kanda will be as much as the reservoir full of water in the place of floods. Is it clear? Very beautiful, Shankara says. Isn't it clear? Very nicely said here. The only thing is, it's too many words are professor put there, that's all. So paramartha tattvam, he says, oh, so many words, brahmanasya, sannyasinaha, paramartha tattvam vijanataha. Three words are mean the same jnani. Brahmanasya, for a brahmana, who knows Brahman, sannyasinaha, for the jnani, who is vidvat sannyasi, who is free from the notion, he is the doer and enjoyer. Okay? Then, paramartha tattvam vijanataha, for the one who knows the absolute reality, for him, yaha artaha means what? The fruit that he gains as knowledge of, as a result of his action, knowledge. Yat vijnana phalam. So, vijnanam is what? See, jnanam itself means knowledge. And here, self-knowledge or paramartha tattva jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality, is said to be vijnanam in this context. Visesha jnanam. Understand? Why? jnanam vijnanam. Here anatma jnanam, knowledge of anything which falls within the realm of the matter and the material world is what? Jnanam. Knowledge of the objects, knowledge of the subject, knowledge of the atma is what? Knowledge of the subject, isn't it? So atma jnanam is what? Vijnanam. So vijnanam also produces phalam. Vijnanasya phalam vijnana phalam. What is vijnana phalam? Mokshaha, freedom from bondage. Vijnana phalam is what? Happiness, fullness. Understand? Fullness, limitlessness. What is that? Very surupam of the atma. Understand? It's gaining in terms of knowing. Gaining, attaining in terms of knowing. That is the phalam. For such a person, therefore, he could compare and see the fruit gained as a result of the karmas prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda will be as much as, okay, says as much purpose as the reservoir full of water in the place of floods for the one, okay, who has gained the fruit of the vijnanam, who has gained the moksha as the fruit of what? Phalam of the knowledge of the self. Sarvataha Sampluta. That is why we are all sitting and reading Bhagavad Gita now. As why should we waste our time? Jnana phalam you have means, understand, jnana phalam, karma phalam. You have to compare. Just you can deduce, don't need to say Vedoktesu karmasu, no, karma phalam, all those things. Just you can say karma phalam, a fruit produced by any action, fruit of any action, results produced by any karma. Karma does produce a phalam. No karma ever goes without producing any phalam. There is karma phalam, there is jnana phalam. But jnana phalam means kasya jnana phalam, natu anatma jnana phalam, but atma jnana phalam. Anatma jnana phalam also should come here within the realm of karma phalam only. Understand? Therefore, once you have this, you have both phalam, karma phalam and vijnana phalam. Once you have vijnana phalam, karma phalams will be as much as the reservoirs full of water in place of floods. But without vijnana phalam, you have only karma phalam. It's like having, no? Reservoir full of water in a place, the desert. Still what? There's no answer, that won't be enough. Is it clear? This word, see, beautifully he says here. See, he says, he used the word artaha. So artaha means what here? He wanted to say prayojanam. And what is the prayojana? What is the phalam he gains? Vijnana phalam. Okay, moksha. Okay. Brahmanasya sanyasinah paramartha tattvam vijanatah yaha artah yat vijnana phalam. Sarvataha Sampluta Udaka Sthaniyam Tasmin Tavan Eva Sampadyate Tatra Eva Antarbhavati
antarbhavati
iti artaha
iti artaha.
That means no pleasure is outside of happiness. Understand? No pleasure is outside of happiness. Karma phalam can produce what? Any karma phalam maximum can result in what? Pleasure. Karma phalam can give you artha. Artha can get you what? Pleasure. Pleasure is what? Fraction of fullness. Understand? So pleasure is not outside of fullness, which is happiness. But definitely happiness is not full pleasure. Pleasure is happiness. Like how wave is ocean. But ocean is not the wave, isn't it? Ocean is not the wave. But wave is what? Fraction of the ocean. Similarly, any pleasure is what? Pleasure is fraction of happiness, fraction of fullness. Understand? But fullness is not pleasure. You have to remember this. Ocean is not the wave, but the wave is fraction of ocean. Similarly, happiness, which is fullness, is not pleasure, but pleasure is fraction of fullness, the happiness. Therefore, antar bhavati, understand? So what can you gain? Whatever karma you do, whatever ritual you perform, and whatever will be the fruit of that action, the performance of ritual, whatever you gain as a result of the performance of a given ritual, that will give you what? Artha. Artha will make you feel what? Pleased. That is what? Only pleasure. A karma phalam can give you only a fraction of fullness. Karma, because karma itself is what? Time bound. Therefore, a time bound karma cannot produce timeless full happiness, which is fullness. So karma phalam will be what? The karma phalam will be a pleasure, which will be fraction of fullness. Whereas what is fullness? Vijnana phalam. Vijnana phalam is what? Fullness. And karma phalam will go. Karma phalam is what? Subject to change. Time bound. Whereas fullness is everlasting. Why? Because it is not even produced. It is very swarupam. Jnana phalam, what you gain as a result of, you don't attain happiness here. Okay? Because you only attain the knowledge of happiness. Once you know what happiness is, it is very swarupam. Understand? It's very intrinsic swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, limitlessness will never go away. So, Vijnana phalam will be everlasting. Karma phalam will be time bound. And Vijnana phalam will be fullness. Karma phalam will be fraction. Karma phalam is what? Fraction of fullness only. Vijnana phalam. But Vijnana phalam is not karma phalam. Pleasure. Is it clear? Sarvam tat.
Sarvam tat.
Abhisameti.
Abhisameti.
Yat.
Yat.
Kincha.
Kincha.
Prajaha.
Prajaha.
Sadhu kurvanti.
Sadhu kurvanti.
Yaha,
yaha
tadveda,
tadveda
yate,
yate
saveda,
saveda.
Okay, iti shrutehe.
Iti shrutehe.
See, Chandogya Upanishad, Shankaracharya here quotes a sentence from Chandogya Upanishad. Sarvam tat abhisameti. sarvam tat abhisameti yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti yas tadveda yat saveda. See, he says, the one who knows the Atma, one who knows the reality, tadhina, one who knows the reality, for him, no, the fruits, suppose whatever one gains, whatever karma people do, whatever fruits they enjoy, and whatever pleasure they enjoy as a result of their karma, whatever pleasure they enjoy, whatever artha they get, all those things are as well attained by this jnani, one who knows the self. Okay? See, all the fruits gained by all the people who do different types of karma, all those fruits are as well gained by this jnani, not by doing anything. Yes, by jnanam. He, by knowing the self, he gets the fruit of, okay, fruits, understand? Fruit, which is as good as gaining the fruits of all the actions done by all the people. Is it clear? What do you say? That means what? Again, he repeats the same thing. He only compares jnana phalam and karma phalam. So, because people who talk very highly of karma kanda rituals, perform those rituals, we get this very attractive results. We have seen the verses, the previous verses. How, no? Pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Very attractive words. Like that, so many rituals are prescribed. And so many fruits, no, that can be accomplished as a result of performing those rituals also have been prescribed. When you see that, you'll be really tempted to do, oh, let me do that karma, let me enjoy this fruit, then you'll be tempted. One can do, no problem, or one shouldn't get stuck. Because purushartha nischeha is there, then you do any karma phalam, you will know the limitation of it. You will not overvalue the fruits of action, nor will you undervalue the fruits of action. You will do the karma, you will enjoy the phalam, but still you know the limitation of it, so that you won't be disappointed, but still you will be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. You know what you want, you know what is that which will give you what you want in life, therefore be committed to the pursuit of knowledge, but still you will be doing a karma, okay? Enjoying the results also, but knowing the limitations. You won't get stuck there. But, understand, if you do not have purushartha nischaya, then once you get stuck there, means what? You will continue to be in samsara. Whereas here, he talks about the jnani. Please understand, this jnani does not do any karma, okay? He just knows the self. Knowing the self itself is what? Understanding. Knowing the self itself is knowing what happiness is, knowing what fullness is. Knowing what fullness is what? Attaining the happiness. Once gained, which will never go away. Why? Because it is not even gained. It's already very swarupam. That is fullness. And that is what one really ultimately seeks through all the pleasures. Enjoyment of all forms of pleasures, a pursuit of accomplishment of all the artha, what one actually wants is this fullness. And understand, this fullness is what? Swarupam. For the brahmanasya, vijanataha brahmanasya, sannyasinaha, you know, paramartha tattvam vijanataha, janataha, for him what? Fullness is very swarupam. That is vijnana phalam is what? Fullness, happiness, limitlessness, anandaha, paripurna anandaha. Understand? Limitless happiness is what? The vijnana phalam. Does it understand? Will it go away from him? No. Why? Very swarupam. It's like what I told you many times in the class. Heat will never go away from fire. Why? Because it's very intrinsic property. Let it have what is happiness, limitlessness, the very nature of the consciousness. What does he do? He has shifted the eye sense from body mind sense complex. He has placed the eye where in consciousness. Not placing and shifting, not physically, in terms of knowing. Sachidananda Swarupaha, he is. Ananda Swarupaha, he is. Therefore, happiness doesn't go. This is the Vijnana Phalam. Therefore, that is why all the Vedoktesu, Sarveshu, Vedeshu, Sarveshu, Vedeshu, Karma Kandeshu, Upteshu, Karmasu, Karma Phalam. Okay? The Karmani Phalam Utpadayanti. Karmas produce Phalam. And that Phalam is what? Time bound. Even if this the greatest phalam the karmakandana, the ritual can produce is going to the heavens. Going to heavens, enjoying heavenly pleasures. Even going to heaven, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures also is what? Will be time bound. When the punyam gets exhausted, you have to be born again. There is no moksha. Karma phalam cannot be moksha. Therefore, how many of our karmas are prescribed, how many of our karmas are performed, how much of our punyam or karma phalams one accumulates, all those karma phalani, the fruit of karma, karma phalam will be, okay? The results of the performance of karma will be only pleasure. That will only be fraction of this fullness. Understand? Just as tarangaha samudre antarbhavati. Understand? The wave is part of the fullness, of the entire ocean. Ocean, its entirety, encompass what? This fraction, the wave. Similarly, fullness, what is pleasure? The state of mind, okay, whatever pleasure you gain as a result of karma, that will be only what? Fraction. Understand? Similarly, it antarbhavati, it's only part of the fullness, it's a fraction of fullness. That is why he simply says, yavan arthaha udap sarvataha samplata udake udapanaha yavan arthaha. Understand? The reservoir full of water is as much, okay, is really does not serve any purpose. Does not serve any purpose in a place full of, in a place of floods. Similarly, for a jnani, atma jnani, who has discovered happiness, for him, all the, you know, the pleasure that can be gained as a result of performance of rituals, or the artha, any phalam that he can gain as a result of performance of rituals, will only serve what? Will not, you know, serve any purpose. They have served their purpose. Understand? They have served their purpose. If you have learned, if you know the self, that means all disciplines have, it is as good as having all the disciplines. No? As having knowledge of all the disciplines. Understand? He only just says, karma phalam, jnana phalam. Karma phalam, jnana phale antar bhavati. Remember this. Okay? For the one who has the vijnana, atma vijnana phalam, karma phalam is like the reservoir full of water in place of floods. Like. So similarly, he also quotes in Chandogya Upanishad sentence, sarvam abhisameti, sarvam tat abhisameti, yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti, yas tad veda, yat saveda, a one who knows the self, to him, no, to him goes everything. That means what? Here, all the fruits of all the karmas performed by all the people go to him, one who knows the self. That means what? Really, does the palam go to him? No. That means one who knows the self, one has discovered happiness as very swarupam. He does not need to do any karma. He does not need to attain any artha kamas. It has to be attained through the performance of karma. It's as good as having accomplished all arthas, all pleasures, all, understand? By doing all forms of karma, he doesn't need to do anything. Okay. Sarvam karma akhilam.
Sarvam karma akhilam.
Okay. Then Shankara quotes Bhagavad Gita verse itself. Vakshyati, vakshyati. Krishna is going to say later on in the same Bhagavad Gita, sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. He is going to say that later on. Sarvam jnane parisamapyate. Okay, all the karma phalams, all the karmas will come to an end when jnane. In gaining knowledge, everything will come to an end. That means what? Once you gain the knowledge, that does not mean you don't need to do anything. Okay, once you have gained the knowledge, you will have attained all that you want to attain through performing, through doing something. Understand? Once you know the self, when you have discovered happiness means, it is what? You have attained, it is as good as having attained all that you want to attain through all performance of karma. Is it clear? Tasmat means what? Therefore, whenever Panchami comes, okay, Tasmat Karanat, due to that reason. Due to what reason? Due to that reason of knowledge of the self will result in what? Fullness. Whereas performance of karma will only produce a phalam which will be time bound. So in gaining the self-knowledge, all the karmas are as well performed. Performed as it were. That's what you have to remember. You don't need to do afterwards. Understand? You'll be free of pressures, inner pressures. That's what he says. We'll see that. Therefore, prak jnana nishta
adhikara
praptehe karmani
adhikrutena kupa
tadagadi
artha
sthaniyam
api
karma kartavyam. Very beautiful. He says here, therefore, prak means before. Before what? He says, jnana nishta adhikara praptehe. Jnana nishta adhikara praptehi. See, I tell you, Bhagavad Gita has to be understood very, very carefully. When Bhagavad Gita says in this previous verse, come on, once you gain jnanam, in jnana palam, one who has attained the self-knowledge, one discovered happiness, for him all the karmas are, actually he doesn't need to do any karma. That means Shastram does not say he doesn't need to do karma, he should not do karma. Understand? That means all the karmas also have served their purpose. So here what he says, adhikari bhedaha. We have to tell, remember, when does Krishna say what for whom? Adhikari vedaha has to be very, very well understood. Adhikari vedaha means the qualification of the person. Difference in qualification has to be remembered very well. Okay, otherwise the whole the shastram will be misunderstood. Sometimes Krishna says one has to do karma, sometimes yes, one doesn't need to do karma, sometimes nothing greater, the knowledge is superior. What does he mean by that? Does Krishna contradict or what? Does Bhagavad Gita contradict or what? No. Adhikari bedaha. Difference in the adhikari. Adhikari means what? Who is qualified for what? Okay? Adhikari bedaha means the difference in the person, okay, who is qualified for knowledge and who is not qualified for knowledge. Shastram does not say somebody is superior, somebody is inferior. All the human minds are chasing, okay, in fact, mad after happiness, moksha, knowingly or unknowingly. Unknowingly you are mad, okay, you are crazy, okay. Unknowingly when you are searching for the happiness, you know, without purushartha nischaya. Knowingly when you are searching for, you have purushartha nischaya. Understand? Then if you are qualified, therefore all of us are struggling for what? Only happiness. But once you gain, once you are ready for jnanam, self-knowledge, then you are a different adhikari. Okay? One who is endowed with the prepared mind for knowledge is different adhikari. One who has yet to prepare his mind for jnanam is a different adhikari. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Understand? Adhikari. Sadhana chatushtaya asampannaha. Okay? Sampannaha, understand? Or you can say sadhana chatushtaya, asadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. The one who is endowed with the fourfold qualifications, the one who is not yet qualified, one who is not yet endowed with the fourfold qualifications, or one who has got pure and steady mind, okay, nischala shuddha antakkaranaha. One who has antakkarana shuddhi and antakkarana naischalyam is a different adhikari. One who has yet to become, understand, pure and steady is different adhikari. People of different qualifications. Understand? So those who are not yet qualified, ready for jnanam, they have to prepare themselves for jnanam. Those who are ready for jnanam, they can pursue jnanam. That's all. They say, who is a karma yogi, who is a jnana yogi? Jnana yoga means what? Pursuit of knowledge. Jnana yoga means what? Lifestyle lived, okay, to pursue knowledge. Pursuit of knowledge, lifestyle of pursuit of knowledge is what? Jnana yoga. What is karma yoga? Lifestyle wherein one will prepare, one lived to prepare oneself for the pursuit of knowledge through performance of karma is what? Karma yoga. Two lifestyles. Therefore, one is adhikari for jnana yoga, one adhikari for karma yoga. Everyone has to become what? Ultimately, become qualified for jnanam. Until you become qualified for, prepared for knowledge, you have to do something to prepare yourself for jnanam. It's adhikari bedaha. Is it clear? Therefore, jnana nishtha means commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Jnana yoga lifestyle. Jnana nishtha means what? Jnana nishtha means adhikara praptihi. Adhikara means what? Eligibility. Praptihi, attainment. So, praptehe prak, before the attainment of the eligibility required for the pursuit of knowledge or steadfast knowledge. Understand? Jnana nishta adhikara praptehe prak. Before one attains the qualification required for the self-knowledge or pursuit of knowledge, what should one do? What is he qualified for then? He is qualified for living a life of karma yoga. Then what is the karmani adhikritaha? Karmani adhikritaha means one who is qualified to do karma as yoga in order to become qualified for the pursuit of knowledge. Is it clear? See, karmani adhikritaha means what? One who is eligible to, one who is eligible for performing karma in order to become mentally pure and steady, in order to be ready for jnana. Is it clear? Okay. Adhikritena koopa tadagadi arthasthaniyamapi karma kartavyam. So just so one has to gain the fruits of karma. Understand now? Which are like having the water full of the reservoirs, different types of reservoirs like wells. How it is important in a place, look at this. In a place where there is no water, it is important to have different types of reservoirs like wells and bore wells and tanks and ponds and lakes full of water is needed. Similarly, for the person has to do karma, performance of karma and the enjoyment of the fruits of karma, phalams, are important for the one who has yet to become ready for the pursuit of knowledge. Here, pursuit of knowledge means what he says is, to become ascertained, to have ascertained vision, to become qualified. Until he becomes mentally pure and steady, even though he is pursuing knowledge also, he should be doing karma also. He should not give up karma. So I am very particular. See, if you are not ready, it is not advisable for a 5-year-old child, to study calculus. It is not because he has to start with the basic numbers, numerals and ordinals and cardinals. He should go for, he is not qualified. Does not mean he is not eligible. He is not qualified adequately. Has to wait, has to grow, has to prepare himself, has to understand things to be able to understand calculus later on. To prepare, he has to have the prerequisite knowledge he needs in order to understand what is taught in or to understand calculus later on. Similarly, here also, the one who wants to become steadfast in knowledge, one who wants to pursue knowledge, definitely has to become mentally pure and steady. I was talking about this meditation is the way. There's no doubt. Meditation is the way. Meditation is the way. Nobody denies that fact. All the Upanishads state that fact. It's a fact. Why meditation is the way? How far is water from the wave? How far is water from the ocean? Similarly, the reality, the truth of the whole Jagat is not very far from you. We're not very far from you. There's no distance between you and the reality. Understand? And therefore, all that you need to do is what? You need to ascertain the knowledge of the very sorupam of yourself. For that, what do you need to do? You should be constantly focusing attention on the sorupam. Can you do that? Overnight? Okay, even if you practice meditation for many years, even if you know how to meditate, but unless you know very clearly what is the Swarupam, how can you focus attention on your Swarupam? Two things are important. Even if you study Vedanta, understand the Rupam of the Atma also, there's a problem of not being able to focus on the Swarupam. No way, mind is not trained to be focused. Steadiness is not there. Steadiness means what? One should be able to sit quietly for a length of time and one should be able to take the attention away from everything else. One should be able to focus on Swarupam of the Atma. That is called contemplation. One should have that contemplative disposition of the mind. But even if you have a steady mind required for contemplation, if you do not know what is to contemplate on, also contemplation cannot take place. Therefore, steadiness plus knowledge of the Swarupam of the Atma, both are required for one to be contemplative, which is said to be the way. Meditation is the way means what? Contemplation is the way, no doubt. You should have what? Steadiness. You should be able to be focused, not restless, agitated. Steadiness you can gain with the practice of meditation. Even if you practice meditation, some meditative technique you practice, even if you have steadiness, if you do not know the Swarupam clearly, that is why understanding Swarupam is very, very important. Swarupam, Atma Swarupam, because the reality is the subtlest vastu. How will you understand? Reality has to be understood, I always say, please inverted commas, okay, in terms of its Swarupam. Underline the sentence. Reality has to be understood in terms of its Swarupam. What is a Swarupam? You listen, 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 punaha listen, punaha listen, again and again and again you listen, you understand what Swarupam exactly is. What exactly we mean by the word Swarupam, even the English word nature, even though I use sometimes, is more expressive for me. Okay? So Atma Swarupam, nature of the reality, has to be understood. Reality has to be understood in terms of its nature, in its subtlest nature, in its intrinsic nature, in its Swarupam. Once you've understood very clearly, so Atma Swarupa Jnanam api asti, okay, then Antahkarna Naishchalyam api asti, then Nididhyasanam is possible, then contemplation is possible. That contemplation is the way. That will no doubt result in the ascertained vision of the self, which itself is what? Mokshaha. Is it clear? That is why we always say, we don't say deny the fact of meditation being the way, but we only say understand what is to meditate on. That this way is important. Shravanam is important. Mananam is important. Then you should also know meditation as a technique to discipline the mind is very, very useful. But know the limitation of the technique also. It can help you. It can prepare you for knowledge. How can it prepare you for knowledge? It will help you to have steadiness required for contemplation. Okay, meditation, the practice of the meditative technique practiced will help you to have mental steadiness, antahkarana naischalyam, without which contemplation is not possible. Understand? That way it is useful. But even for the antakkarana naishchalyam, also very important, is what naishchalyam is possible only if there is some purity. One has to become really free from the hold of raga dveshas, the likes and dislikes. As long as likes and dislikes disturb you, that is why it's very, very, very difficult. Antakarana Shuddhi is very important. What is easy? Jnanam is very, very easy. Nididhyasanam is very, very easy. What is difficult is what? Antakarana Shuddhi and Antakarana Naischalyam. Understand? Managing, neutralizing one's raga dveshas, the mental purity. That is why for mental purity alone, we karma yoga. Do karma. How can you have mental purity? Antakarana Shuddhi is not overnight business. That's why live the whole life. That's why whole grihasthashrama life. How you live. Now live your life. All responsibilities, doing all karmas. Lots of work, okay? But with proper attitude. In conformity with dharma. Where ethical life, no? Life is highly ethical, immoral, okay? And also prayerful, religious, pray, understand? Worshipful, prayerful, righteous, ethical, clean life with proper attitude will help you to have antakarana shuddhi. Mental purity. For the mental purity, and mental state, antakarana shuddhi and antakarana naishchalyam together are very much required. Only then one is what? Jnana nishtha adhikritaha. Who is jnana nishtha adhikritaha? Adhikara pra. Okay? Jnana nishtha adhikaraha. And for that, so antakarana shuddhi and antakarana naishchalyam, if you have, that is what? Jnana nishtha adhikara prapti, adhikara praptihi, if you have. Praptehe prakna. Before you have, what is jnana nishtha adhikara praptihi? Before the attainment of the mental, okay, the qualification, prerequisite qualification required for the jnana nishtha. What is the prerequisite qualification for jnana nishtha? Antakarana shuddhi and antakarana naischalyam. One is what? One is qualified for, one should be living a life of karma yoga. He has to do karma. He not give up karma. Karmani adhikritaha. Is it clear now? Karmani adhikritena. He has to do karma. He has to enjoy the fruits of his actions. He has to make use of, he has to enjoy the fruits of all the karma. He has to perform karma and he has to accumulate, okay, he should accumulate karma phalam, he has to enjoy the karma phalam. Only then he can grow emotionally. Enjoyment of karma phalam, doing karma will help one to grow emotionally. Emotional growth, for emotional maturity, one has to do karma initially. One cannot become mentally pure otherwise. That is why we have challenges now. So that we can't say it is useless. Understand? That's why don't ever say performance of karma is useless. Don't do karma. Because immediately he talks about, Shankara is very careful. Immediately after the shloka, in this shloka, jnanam is said, hi, what? Hey, the one who attained jnanam, for, you know, it is like all the karmas, all the karma phalams, of all the karmas of all the people go to him. That means what? Without doing any karma, he has attained the phalam of all the karmas of all the people. How? By just knowing the self. That means you don't need to do any karma. Then immediately he talks about it. Hey, don't mistake. prak jnana nishta adhikara praptehe prak karmani adhikrutena. For the one who has to do karma in order to become qualified for the pursuit of knowledge, to become mentally pure and steady, what he should do? He should do karma. Understand? He has to enjoy, reap the fruits of karma phalam. He enjoy the karma phalam in order to grow. Like what? Like all the reservoirs full of water have to be, how they are useful in a place of desert. api karma kartavyam. Therefore, the karma is as much as the performance of karma or the karma phalam, which is only as much as the reservoirs full of water in a place of desert. Understand? And they are useful. You can't say they are totally useless. I have to be very careful. We never say nothing is useless. Something is useless. Everything is useful, but we have to know the limitations of it. Limitations of everything. What it can give, what it cannot give. So karma performed as karma yoga with the proper attitude will not give you moksha. Will give you what? Preparedness required for jnanam, which is moksha. But jnana yoga, pursuit of knowledge alone will result in knowledge. Knowledge alone is what? Moksha. Knowledge itself is moksha. But pursuit of knowledge is not possible. Knowledge is not possible without preparedness. Look at this. Karma yoga cannot result in what? Jnanam. Karma yoga cannot directly give you jnanam or moksha. This is a limitation of karma yoga. Therefore, karma yoga itself is not enough. So what we should do? You have to have jnana yoga. You have to pursue knowledge. So pursuit of knowledge, knowledge alone will, understand? Pursuit of knowledge alone will give you knowledge, which is moksha. But the knowledge is not possible without the preparedness. Therefore, what is important now, tell me? Both are important. Understand? This is what we have to understand very carefully. Adhikari bedaha. Karma, performance of karma is important. Understand? Performance of karma with proper attitude is very, very important in order to prepare oneself for knowledge. But performance of karma as proper attitude, which is said to be karma yoga, itself is not complete. Karma yoga without knowledge will be incomplete. Understand? Without karma yoga, jnana yoga is impossible. Two sentences you have to remember here. Karma yoga without knowledge will be incomplete. Karma without knowledge will be incomplete, but without the karma yoga, jnanam will be impossible. Is it clear? Therefore, we have to know what is what. We have to see where we are, what is our adhikaritvam. So we have to see that we have to get ourselves equipped, qualified. Okay, very beautiful slokam is following. Karma Yoga, so Karma Yoga. Therefore, look at this beauty of Krishna, having talked about the greatness of knowledge. And nothing is like knowledge. Nothing is like knowledge of the self. Okay? So having the self-knowledge is as good as having gained everything in this universe. What else can you say? Having the self-knowledge is as good as having accomplished everything, having attained everything in this universe. You cannot say more than, no, more than this to hide the greatness of knowledge. Having said that, he also says, but for Jnani, karma is not required. Performance of actions is not necessary, not required on the part of a Jnani. Karma phalam is, no, doesn't serve any purpose for a Jnani. Doesn't mean anything for him. But this before, okay, what he says, Jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe prak. Jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe purvam karma karattavyam. Karma kadha kartavyam. Understand? Jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe purvam. Before one attains the qualification required for self-knowledge, one has to do karma. For what? To become qualified for jnanam. Qualified means what? To become mentally pure and steady. Once you become ready for jnana nishta adhikara praptehe anantaram, kim? Jnana nishta, understand? Pursuit of knowledge will result in what? Self-knowledge. Which is, what is that? Mokshaha. But, therefore, karma katham kartavyam. Understand? Therefore, it is very, very impossible. Remember these two sentences. Karma yoga without knowledge is incomplete. Without karma yoga, jnanam is impossible. Is it clear? Okay. These are two sentences. Therefore, one has to do karma. How should one do karma? One should do karma. One cannot do karma yoga. One can only do karma as yoga. What is that which converts one's action into yoga, which will really prepare one for jnanam? That is going to be said in the following verse. So the very, very important verse wherein the karma yoga is given in a nutshell. Okay, whole jagat will talk about karma yoga quoting this verse. Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga, Bhagavad Gita. Dhamma is giving talk on Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga. With reference to what? Bhagavad Gita. What is the verse he cannot miss? This is the verse, okay? We are going to see that next class. Karmanyevadikaraste. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.